President Bush has proposed a 14% increase in defense spending, the biggest boost for the military in two decades. The president says the money is essential to build new high-tech weapons and to improve military salaries and benefits. The request also includes a $10 billion war reserve fund. Dov Zakheim first worked in the Defense Department during the Reagan administration. Now, as the department's controller, Zakheim says the war on terrorism has had a huge impact on the Pentagon budget.
In practical terms, it's transformed us in a number of ways. It's essentially brought to fruition many of the ideas that the Secretary of Defense had already talked about earlier in the year in terms of the importance of special operations forces, in terms of the ability to deploy forces at long distances to places that we might not have anticipated, such as Afghanistan.
How much of a drain is the war on the rest of the Pentagon's budget?
Well, we are hoping that it won't be a great drain. We had already been turning in the direction of transformation to transform our forces to those that are more mobile, more flexible. We had already gone in that direction, and so it's not a matter of draining resources as much as it is focusing them.
A year ago, we were told that the Secretary was involved in a top-to-bottom review of the Pentagon budget and all its operations and making some tough choices about weapon systems and other expenditures. What happened to that?
Well, we went through the review, but many of the conclusions that we drew from that review were validated by what happened on September 11th. For example, we recognized it was far more important to spend money on homeland security than we had done up to this point. We recognized the importance of missile defense, and one of the concerns the Secretary of Defense has is the linkage between terrorists on the one hand and weapons of mass destruction on the other. And in terms of the tough choices, we have already begun to eliminate a number of programs, including some that are related to the missile defense program.
It's hard to see what you've eliminated. You've got three fighters in here, for example. The thought was that the Air Force wouldn't get its fighter if the Navy got its fighter, and then there's this multi-service fighter. Now you get all three?
Well, that's right, and I think it's a question of whose thoughts these were. Many people argued prior to September 11th that the aircraft carrier was a mastodon of the past, and yet without the carriers in the region of the theater, we would not have been able to deploy aircraft over Afghanistan other than long-range bombers. So the planes that fly off those carriers are now terribly relevant. But we can't allow ourselves to forget that even though we are in the midst of fighting and winning a very unconventional war, there are people like Saddam Hussein of Iraq and Kim Jong-il of North Korea who are maintaining very, very conventional forces, lots of tanks, lots of fighters, and those folks will only be deterred by conventional forces as well. So we can't simply jettison the kinds of forces that have stood us well in those battles over the decades.
So even though now it's a war on terrorism, it could become a war against standing armies.
Well, certainly Saddam Hussein has that option if he's stupid enough to choose to do so.
What does the war look like from a financial perspective in terms of moving troops and ships and the like?
Well, anything that costs in excess of $1.5 billion a month is not inexpensive. In terms of the strain on our forces, there's no doubt that there is a strain. People are being separated from their families for extended periods of time. We have roughly 70,000 reservists who are serving lengthy tours, many of them in remote areas, separated from their families, separated from their jobs, doing duties that we tend not to appreciate sufficiently.
How are you planning for the war effort 3 or 6 months down the road?
Well, we can only plan to a limited extent, obviously, because we don't know where that road will lead. We know that we must not in any way slacken in our effort to combat terrorism, because that sends all the wrong signals as well. So what we have done in this budget is request a $10 billion contingency to allow ourselves the flexibility to be going just about anywhere we need to go without finding ourselves short of munitions, short of the ability to operate wherever we have to be.
Dov Zakheim is controller of the Department of Defense.